Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi Schwartz, and I appreciate the kind words and the warm welcome. And, you know, I'm sure we're all happy to say that I don't have to thank you for coming out on a really cold, blistery night, because thank God this week we're not having those cold, blistery nights, and let's hope together that we're done with those for the immediate future. When I spoke with Rabbi Schwartz a while back about coming out to give a chabura, so, you know, we just did a quick check of the calendar, it was going to be near Pesach, and we just quickly grabbed the topic and, you know, talked about the notion of speaking about Pesach as a holiday of education, Pesach as a holiday of chinuch, and so we are within the framework of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. It's close enough. We are, in fact, entitled to speak about Pesach, and by getting ready tonight, we can get a head start on preparations for the Seder, Mirtz Hashem. I want to share with you tonight a novel approach, I guess, to a piece from Harei Kedem from Rav Soloveitchik on the Ben HaRasha. So tonight's talk, Sipur Yetzia Mitzrayim and the Ben HaRasha. Let's begin by asking ourselves a few questions. And if you look at the source sheets, you'll see on the either the front page or the back page, depending on which way you're holding it, we have a little bit of an outline, some basic questions that we'd like to focus on. So the first thing we want to say is the four sons about whom the Torah speaks, who are they, and how do we relate to them? Who are they, and how do we relate to them? It's really a very interesting kind of a question, and why don't we begin, you know, we all know the line in the Haggadah, K'neged arba banim divra Torah, Echad Chacham, V'Echad Raja, V'Echad Tam, V'Echad She'en Dei L'Shol. If you take a look at the inside of the source booklet, you'll see on page 2 here, the Baal Haggadah tells us, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, you know, blessed is Hashem, Baruch Shana Satolam Yisrael Baruch Hu. And then we launch into one of the most famous passages in the entire Haggadah, K'neged arba banim divra Torah. There are four sons. Echad Chacham, the son who is wise. Echad Rasha, one who is evil, wicked. Echad Tam, one who is simple or plain. That's a simple explanation, simple translation. We'll see whether we agree with that translation in an hour or so. And the Echad She'en Yodei Lishol. And there's one son who doesn't even know how to ask. So let's begin by asking you the question of who are these sons? How do you understand these four sons? Who are these four sons? Okay? That's question number one I'd like you to respond to. Question number two, how can we relate to four such different, disparate children? And question number three, how do we handle having a Ben HaRasha at our Seder table? So just somebody help me out here. What's the picture? We all had those little, you know, when we were little kids, you had Haggadot that were illustrated. You had a beautiful picture of Haggadot. What's the picture that you remember, you know, as defining? Who's the Ben HaChacham? Who's the Ben HaRasha? What does he look like? What's the deal? You know, who relates to whom? Who is opposite whom? How do we grow up here? Brian, help me out.
It depends on which version. So
it depends which version you have. If you had, you know, Maxwell House, if you have Art Scroll, you know, I have even Art Scroll. So I happen to have with me tonight the Pesach Haggadah with the classic commentary of the Baal Yom Musar. That's the one I happen to grab off my shelf, you know, try and make a business every year to buy a new Haggadah so you have something new. Last year I got a gorgeous Haggadah from Rav Rimon. If you haven't seen it, you got to buy it. If you come across it, it's unbelievable. It's available in Hebrew and in English. You got to see it. But it depends which Haggadah you have. But you tell me, so which one do you use?
Oh, I use the one without the pictures.
Okay, so in your mind's eye. Come on, help me out, boys. Help me out. What is this, school? I mean, school's over for the day. I'm pulling teeth here.
The Chacham is a Tzaddik.
Do we agree? The Chacham is a Tzaddik.
Yes, it is right.
It's certainly very much the illustrated viewpoint that we've come across. Interesting idea. Anyone else?
Russia
doesn't want to be there. Doesn't want to be there. Okay?
He's on his iPhone.
He's on the iPhone. Who's the Enyo de Lishol in your mind?
He's a baby.
He's a baby. He's a little toddler in diapers. He's not yet 3 years old. He didn't come to the, he's not yet in JC's nursery program. So therefore, he doesn't even know that there's something to ask about. You know, Fregnish Kankai, he's not old enough to know. Okay. some classic, typical kind of approaches. Okay? Within our own households. You know, so if you tell me that, you know, my oldest child, maybe he's the Ben HaChacham, you know, he's wise and he's smart and he's asking sharp questions, and then we go from there, and, you know, maybe I have another child who's, you know, that time, is he just younger, so he's asking simpler questions because he's not sophisticated yet as a learner? He's only, I don't know, in fourth grade, he didn't start learning Gemara yet, and he doesn't know to ask about Eidos and Chukim and Mishpatim, he doesn't know from all this stuff. Is that the deal? Or is it that, you know, he's also a 10th grader, but he's more limited intellectually. So he has a more simple approach. He doesn't have the skill set to ask about Eidos and Chukim. And the Eni Yodei, is he Taka the little baby? What's going on? How do you have all these kids at the Seder? Because I can tell you that one of the big challenges at the Seder is, and again, I'm looking around the room, I know some of you, I don't know everybody, but we have, within this room, we have families representing a wide range of ages, right? So, you know, when you have my father-in-law, thank God, comes us to the Seder every year, and, you know, he has to eat before Chatzos to Afikom because he's tired. So how many different Torah can we have? And God willing, my grandchildren will be at the Seder. So my 3-year-old granddaughter, so I got to tell you, if you focus on her, it's a whole different ball game than my son who'll be back from Israel for Pesach. And he's learning in yeshiva, and, you know, he's going to be preparing, I hope, you know, he better be preparing, long divrei Torah and discussions and analysis. You know, if he ain't a ben achacham this year, after, you know, spending the chorus man in yeshiva, so mali bakach, right? Right? Then really, Eloi Hashem, Eloi Anigam, then we're in big trouble. How do you have, you know, the grandfather wants to go to sleep at a certain time, the granddaughter who's 3 years old and, you know, and has her pictorial Haggadah that she made in nursery school, the kid coming back from yeshiva, not to mention the JC boy, who knows how much Torah they're learning, it's going to be unbelievable, remarkable what Torah they're going to be saying. It's very, very challenging. How do you bring them all to the table? And finally, what do you do when you have a Ben Harasha? And as the rabbi says, Rabbi Schwartz said, he doesn't want to be there. There's the source books on the Shulchan if you want. He doesn't want to be there. He's negative, you know. So you have a guy who doesn't want to be there. You know, I got kids in Clay, they don't want to be there. They put their head down. So it's not productive and it's not happy, but they don't disturb. Their head is down, they're quiet. You know, if they snore, it's a problem, but okay. Right? You know, your kid's sleeping in class, he's not making... But you have that look, you have that body language that, I don't want to be in your presence, I don't want to be at this Seder. And then the other kid, oh, let's more, Hilchos HaPesach, Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach, let's go on and on, or I'm so excited, let's sing the song, you know, who knows, 10, right? And this guy's looking at you, oh, really, oh God. How do you balance all these children at the table at the same time? So it's a kasha, it's a real difficult challenge. If you look again, continuing here, let's make sure that we understand who these sons are, okay? So I'm going to go out of order and start with the Haggadah, which comes later in history than the Torah, okay? But Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, the Torah refers to 4 different children, and the Baal Haggadah will explain who they are. And we'll read through quickly. Chacham Mahu Omer. What does the Chacham say? Maha Eidos, Vachukim HaMishpatim, Asher Tiva Hashem Elokeinu Lasnem. So what are all these rules and difficult rules, things we understand, things we don't understand, and testimonies, and he's asking, the Dukte Halacha, the Afatem Morla, so what do you answer? Kilkos HaPesach. You teach him Halacha. Eim Aftir Nachar HaPesach HaVikomen. Right? You teach him Halacha HaVikomen. So what's Pshat? Why is this what the Baal Haggadah brings down? So I'll just give one thought on that. The bottom line is, we're teaching him all the halachos from A to Z. So how do we represent almost poetically, symbolically, all of these halachos? So the answer is, we'll go to the end by showing you Eim Aftir, we're at the end of the Suda already, we're at the end of the Seder, Eim Aftir and Akar Pesach HaFikomen. So that takes you to the very end of the evening, right? And the assumption is, I taught you from soup to nuts, from A Aleph to Tav, I went through the whole thing. So that's the Ben HaKaka. Good? All right. Rosh HaMahu Omer. Listen carefully. Rosh HaMahu Omer, Ma Avodah Zos Lachem. What's this work? What's this service for you? Lachem V'lo Lo. So by the way, Lachem, that's the end of the question. That's it. Ma Avodah Zos Lachem. The rest of the paragraph, the longest paragraph of all the questions, is already just now it's Perush. Now we're darshan. Take out your thumbs, go like this, right? We're going to figure out, we're going to drag it out. Lachem means velo lo. You got this avoda, not me. And since he separated himself, he removed himself from Klal Yisrael. Kafar ba'ikar. You know what that means? Not, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be part of Klal Yisrael. You don't want to be part of Klal Yisrael. You know what that means? You were not part of Pesach. You don't believe that God took you, the Jewish people, out of Egypt. And if you were not part of the miracle of Egypt, means you deny that God took the Jews out of Egypt. You're kofar ba'ikar. You're an apostate. You don't believe in God. Wow. Imagine, you know, you tell a kid sitting in the class, I don't want to be in class today, Rebbe. You kofar, you're unbelievable. We're really killing him. Fa'afata ke'achino. So what do? We hit him in the teeth. You know, what does it mean? We hit him in the teeth. Literally, we blunt his teeth. I heard a very nice word once. I forgot who says it. But ha'ke'achino, shinayim are sharp. See, the Russia's edgy. He has a sharp tongue. He has a way of saying something in a really negative sort of a way. So what we're saying is, Avata Akei Shina, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to hit him in the teeth. You want to blunt his teeth to soften his comments. We're trying to soften him up. He shouldn't be so edgy. He shouldn't be so rough. Okay? The emor lo, and you say to him, Bavor Zasa Hashem, leave it, say to him, it's right. Leave a lo, me, Hashem did it for me, but not for him. The Eloi Hashem Lohaya Nigal. If he would have been there, he would not have been redeemed. That's the Rasha. Famous question, we're not going to answer it tonight. When the Chacham says, Lachem or Eschem, nobody seems to be all upset at him. You know, Mr. Pinsker tells us that Eschem means that what? You know, the Chacham, that's the guy who's the Tzaddik, right? He's an Eschem, but he's a Tzaddik somehow. And when the Rasha says, Lachem, so Epis, you know, he's a bad guy. He's Kofar Be'ikar. What's the story with that? So there are a lot of answers. You know, not the least of which, Vilna Gaon talks about this, is the presence of God. Asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu, when you have a recognition, a presence of God, when God is there, there's a certain light in your eyes, there's light in the acceptance of Torah. So, okay, so we understand. I'm talking about in the previous generation. But with the Russia, there's no presence of Hashem. So therefore, the Russia showing is it. Also, it's the level of the question. Right? The level of the question. Eidos, chukim, I understand. There's dikdute halakha. There's a lot to go through. As opposed to the Russia, who's simply saying, what is this? What kind of nonsense is this? So, okay. Now we come to the Tam. Ma'omer mazos. The Amar Toi loves. You should say to him, because again, it's Hashem Yisrael, give him a more simple answer. Don't give him the Afikomen. Don't give him all the halachos. Rather, what do you give him? You give him this notion of, you know, a simple, straight up, tell him the story. Tell him the narrative. It's not the halachic pull. I'm not going to impress the Tam with the Reb Chaim. I'm not going to give him a stira in the Rambam. What am I going to give him? I'm going to give him a story. Once upon a time, there was a guy named Moshe, there was a guy named Aaron, they went to Paro. There's a story, and you grab them in that way. And what do you say to the Enyo Dei Elishol? Apetachlo, you should speak to him first. Shinemar, you speak to your son. Shinemar, Bavorzeh, Asash, only say it's similar to the Tam. You tell him a story, you grab them with Divrei Agada, Hen Sipur Yitzia Mitzrayim, Chalamarbe, Harezeh Mishubach. But again, because this is the holiday of Chinuch, and I got invited because I'm a mechanic, so we're going to say Pesach is the holiday of Chinuch, and we're going to learn something about how we relate to kids. Turn the sheet over, and take a look, if you would, at the Pesukim, real quickly. It says, Kenegar Ba'abad in Divrei Torah. So how many of us have taken the time to actually say, okay, where and when exactly did the Torah do this? So the first source you have is Perek Vav in Sefer Devarim, right? In Vayeschanan it says, Ki Yishalcha Bincha Machar, when your son will ask you tomorrow, Leimor, Ma Eilos Bafum Hashvat Mashafim Hashal Keno Hashem. So whose question is this in Devarim? Whose question is this, guys? This is the Ben HaChacham. Eilos, Chukim, Mishpat, this is the Ben HaChacham. We have a source for the Chacham. Next, Perek Yubeis and Shmos. V'haya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem, ma avodah zos lachem. Whose question is that? So that's the Rasha's question. Okay. Perek Yud Gimel, one chapter later, also in Shmos and Parshas Bo. V'igad tol avincha, and you shall tell your son b'yomahu leimor. Without even telling you what you're going to say, whose question is this? Enyodeh, how do we know? Because you're saying, he got that, you're telling him. And what are you supposed to say to him? So this is the Enyo Dei Lishol. And we tell, let's review that real carefully. Ba'avur Zeh, Asa Hashem Li, about which we're soon going to darshan, leave low, low, Eloi Hashem Lo Yanigal, but say to me Mitzrayim. Whose question is this again? Eino Dei Lishol. Whose answer is it? It's the Rasha's answer. And finally, Saint Perek, Pasuk Yudalit, and the Sheino Dei Lishol. So isn't that interesting? Eino Dei Lishol doesn't have any questions, and we give him the same answer that we give the Rasha. But somehow we forget about the Hakei Hashinav and the Musa Shmuz and reading him out. Okay? Significant difference. We'll see if there's another difference as well. Just real quick, the fourth line, Bayekishal Kabakabi Mor Mazos, there's the time and there's the time's answer. So we've gone through, now we have the source, we're in good shape. Very interesting to note, my friends. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah does not list the Ben Harasha. The Rambam actually only lists three sons. So Soloveitchik points out, wow, what's going on? What's going on with the Rambam? So the first question you have to ask is, let's take a look at the Rambam's Haggadah. Let's take a look at the Girsa. Is the Rambam have a different girsa? His Haggadah doesn't say Kineged Arba Banim, and that's why he doesn't have a fourth son. But no, if you take a look, you'll see that the Rambam, in fact, his girsa of the Haggadah is, there are four sons. Which leaves us with the question, if the Rambam agrees there are four sons, and that's the same girsa of the Baal Haggadah that he has, so we don't understand. So what happened to the Ben Harosh over here? So the question that we have to understand is, how does the Rambam fit in with the Haggadah, which says there are four sons, when in fact he only talks about the three sons? Question, according to the Rambam, is there a din of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim for a parent to teach about Mitzrayim with regard to the Ben Harasha? Is there an obligation to teach your Ben Harasha? Go back to remember our question from before. How do you handle a Ben Tzadik, Ben Harasha, Ben Chacham? By the way, I said Tzadik because someone said it, but there's no such thing, according to the introduction so far, as a Ben Tzadik. I'll have something to say about that. Hopefully time will allow at the end. But what's the deal with the Ben Harasha? How do you handle? Is the Rambam saying the Ben Harasha is not there? Is the answer is we don't try and, you know, solve the problem? The Ben Harasha is not going to be there. We'll leave him somewhere else. What's the deal? What's going on? Okay, so it's a good question. So Rav Soloveitchik says, the way we're going to answer this question is we're going to learn the Vilna Gaon. Now the Vilna Gaon has two questions. If you take a look at the back page of the source booklet, in column 1, all right, in column 1, third paragraph, the Nira Levirus Hashmatas HaRambam Al Pi Ma Shekosav Hagra B'Beiru LaHagadah. The Vilna Gaon, in his introduction, does everyone see I'm on this page, the back page here, on column 1. I broke up columns 1, 2, 3, and 4. We're going to look at the Gra and his interpretation of the Haggadah, Perush on Haggadah, and from that Perush, we're going to be able to see an answer for the Rambam. Very cool. So the Gra has two questions. Dalit HaBonim Hein, Kinege Dalit HaParshio Shebetorah, Shebehen Nitztavinu B'Mitzvat Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. To begin with, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, is saying that the four sons are Kineged, the four different sources in the Torah where we are commanded to do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hiksha, and he asks as follows. Shema Lefi, V'hiksha Shama, over there he asks, Lefi Zeh Bet Kushiya. Aleph. She'elat HaRasha Ma Avoda Azos Lachem. Hare mikora beparashat bo, midiksiv, as it says in Perek Yudbet Pasuk Chavav, which we read a few minutes ago. V'haya ki yamru alechem enechem ma'avodah azaz lachem. U'lecha'ora, ha'tshuva hi ma'asha kasav sham, go one Pasuk later, Pasuk Chavzayin, v'amartem, zevach pesach hu la'ashem, and you shall say it is a korban pesach to God, asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Because why? Because he jumped over the homes of the Jewish people in Egypt. When he smote the Egyptians, but our households were saved. And that should be the answer, because that's the next pasuk, right after the Rosh's question. Ach lefi Baal HaGadah, yet, according to the Baal HaGadah, hatshuva shemeshivim l'rashahi, hatshuva sheshayecha le'en yodei l'shol. As we read previously, the answer that's given is in fact the answer that's provided to the Ein Yodei HaLishon. V'igadta levincha bayom uleimor, bavarzeh, asa Hashem li. So the first question that the Vilna Gaon wants to ask is, v'tzarech biur, my time amach lef bal ha'agada, tshuvat v'amartam zeh v'pesach, b'tshuvat bavarzeh. Got the wrong answer. The answer is supposed to be v'amartam zeh v'pesach. You have the wrong answer. Bet. What's the second question? O Tama, lama meshivin l'rasha b'lasho nistar. And by nistar here, the Rav means indirectly. He doesn't mean in a hidden sort of a way. He means to say it's not a direct speaking. If you go back in the sheets to the actual lashon of the Haggadah, you'll see that in each case, Chacham, Tam, and Ein Yodei HaLishon, the conversation is direct in the first, you know, in the first person. You. Right? Ata, you. In the case of the Rasha, what's the answer? The answer is indirect. He's not speaking to you. If he were here, he would not be redeemed. Right? Because he separated himself. Right? So therefore, he is Kofar B'Ikar. It doesn't say because you separated yourself, you are Kofar B'Ikar. So in the three cases, there's a direct conversation. The Baal HaSeder, the father, is talking directly to each individual son. But in the case of the Rasha, he seems to be talking in the third person, not directly to him.
I don't understand how we see
that. Okay.
In one case, he seems to be talking to the
Baal HaSeder,
not to the child directly.
No. Again, let's go through. Take Chacham. Maha Eidos Alku Mashpatim. That's the question, right?
The Av Ato Emer Lo. It says Lo.
You should speak directly to him. Yeah. You, the father, should speak directly to him, the son.
Right.
Tom, amarta e love, speak to him directly. Okay, but look at the whole thing. Okay, look at the whole thing. Lachem v'lo lo. Okay, you're speaking, right? You're making a drasha about what he asked. Who's speaking here? The father. And he's saying, not directly, but indirectly, because he doesn't say, you, Russia, you are excluding yourself from the cloud. Lefisha Hotzias, because he, third person, separated himself from the cloud, removed himself from the group. Kafar Baikar, he denied the existence of God.
But it's not part of your conversation with Russia. This is part of the Haggadah's conversation with you.
With whom?
With the reader. With the.
Now this seems to be what the father's supposed to be answering, doing the mitzvah of teaching his children.
That's not the MRLO. That's not where it starts.
Who do you think is saying the MRLO?
Well, no, that's the. That's
so you're going to hear in a second. You're going to hear in a second that the Vilna Gaon thinks. That the one saying the emor lo is the father.
Right.
And he's saying it to the other three sons. Right. Because there's a conversation going on at this table where says the Vilna Gaon, we're not having direct contact with the Russia. We are speaking to the others at the table about the Russia, almost as if he's not even there. And in this regard, and here's a great chiddush, in this regard, they, those three sons, Chacham, Tam, and Ein Yodei HaLishol, are all Ki'ilu Ein Yodei HaLishol. How do you handle the Rasha? How do you respond to the wicked son? No one's asked that question. Daddy, what's he doing here? He's not keeping Torah. He's not eating matzah. He's eating chametz. What's he doing here? How do you handle the recalcitrant child? How do you handle the poorly behaved child? So it seems, says the Vilna Gaon, that there's no direct contact. And you know why? Because the Rambam says there's only three sons that you have to have to see between Yitzchak and Mitzrayim. So those three sons are here, those who we're talking to. And when we talk not to the Rasha, but about the Rasha, and how to handle such a situation, we tell the other children, this is what you're supposed to say, this is what you're supposed to do. Now I want to stop here for a second. Okay, so think of what, that's Rav Soloveitchik, beautiful, bringing the Vilna Gaon to interpret why the Rambam counts it as three kids, not four. And the answer is, number one, why we have the wrong answer. And the answer is because we're giving the answer of the Eni Odeya. You didn't know what to do. Nobody even asked about this. So we're focusing on that particular point with those who didn't, and they're all Eni Odim in that particular context. And that explains why there's not a direct answer to the Rasha. It's all very beautiful. I want to take a step away as parents, as educators, as people who came here tonight to discuss the topic of Pesach, the holiday of Chinuch. Chinuch Habanim. By show of hands, so how many like the idea, listen, we all love the idea that we should all have Banim, you know, Chachamim, Nevonim, Oveh Hashem, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, Sonei Vatz, the whole deal, right? Uva Hashem Zvekim, we say it every Friday night when we light candles. My wife say it when they light candles, right? That's what we want. Baruch Levine sings it, that's how people know it, right? But Lamaisa, what if you have a kid now who's not a Chacham, he's only a Tam, he's only still a small child, do we not bring the baby, do we not bring the small children to the table as well? Do we not bring, you know, the elderly who can't sit through a long, you know, schlepped out Seder with 100 Divrei Torah? We bring everybody to the table, right? How many are comfortable that whether you have the children who are very smart, all the way to totally uninitiated, and everyone in between, including if, unfortunately, you have a Ben HaRasha in there, is the Ben HaRasha invited to the table? So by show of hands, even if you don't have it at home, you would think I'd invite the Ben HaRasha. Help me out, folks. Somebody, you know. Okay, good.
Everyone.
Almost everyone would invite him. All right, I have a question from a psychological point of view, from a chinuch point of view. Okay? Which is better in your eyes? Is it better to invite the Ben HaRasha and then talk about him as if he's not sitting there to the other children in a tone of voice that mocks and shows contempt and shows disdain, as if the kid's not even there? Thanks for coming, pal. Nice to have you. You no good, miserable, ruining the family child. Or would you not be better off if you don't want to talk to him? So let him go. Let him go out tonight. He doesn't have to come. You don't want to be here, so don't be here. And I won't talk about you as if you don't exist. Modern day psychology, right, where we went to school, you know, the old joke, you know, my father raised me with psychology. He took the biggest, fattest psychology book he could find, and he whacked me, right? You know, that's not the way we raise children today. We have psychology, we think, we talk it through, we have feelings, we have emotion, we have understanding. How does that make me feel? Can you talk about it? You bring the Russia to the table, saying, table, we're not going to look you in the eye and talk to you. You're seeing this, I'm just going to look this way the whole, I'm not going to look you in the eye.
And I'm
going to
talk about you.
And if that's not enough, I'm going to talk about you in a disparaging way to your brother's heart. You should know I like him better than I like you. And he's getting the business, right? It just seems very unbalanced in terms of the way we would generally approach, the way we would generally approach chinuch and psychology. He cooked his own goose.
Yeah.
All right, so that's an interesting svara. It's an interesting svara. You know, listen, you're welcome to come. We'd love to have you at the table. But, you know, Bubby and Zayd are going to be there. The kids are all going to be there. We respect you. We love you for who you are. But tonight, this is what our family's doing, and please behave. And if you don't behave, then you cooked your own goose. Okay, it's a svar. I hear it. Some will argue, some will agree, disagree. Other kinds, other ideas. Which is better? Baruch, what do you think? It's a tough call. It's a tough call. Let's go to Rashi for a minute. What time do I have till Rabbi?
9:25.
Okay, so I want to keep moving then. Let's go to Rashi.
Do you still need that
Myrav? I do need a Myrav, yeah.
So then till 9:20.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. We don't have a minion here. Rashi argues on the Rambam. And he says that in fact, you do teach the Ben Harasha. However, and I'm not going to go inside with this because Meyer will be waiting, but Rashi basically says, no, that in fact, we do teach the Ben HaRasha. If you look quickly on the page with the Chumash quotes, Rashi says in Pasuchet, Ramaz Tshuva Leben HaRasha Lomer Asa Hashem Li V'lo L'chashi Lo Hayita Shem Lo Hayita Kedai Li Ga'el. So what's significant about Rashi's text here? What's significant about Rashi's text as opposed to what you look in the Haggadah? It's direct. Lo hayita kedai lihiga el. So Rashi says we do, in fact, he argues and says we do, in fact, speak to the Ben HaRasha directly. Rav Soloveitchik says, like the Rambam, that maybe we have to look at it a little bit differently. Let's go back to the beginning of this year. And we were talking about how we view these kids. Who's this Enyo Deo Lishol? So Enyo Deo Lishol, maybe he is a child, he's in diapers. He may grow up to be an Einstein, but right now he's in diapers. Some people see the Enyo Deo Lishol is that he's, you know, is a tipesh. He's just not knowledgeable, he doesn't know anything. The Rambam says that the Ben She Enyo Deo Lishol is not equal to a Ben Tipesh. It's not that he's unschooled. Rather, Rashi feels, says Rav Soloveitchik, you know who the Ben Enyo Deo Lishol is? Because remember, where is that Rashi quoted? On the pasuk that we use to answer the Rashi, as well as the pasuk that we use to answer the Enyo Deo Lishol. You know why it's one answer? You see, says the Rav, the Enyo Deo Lishol is just as smart as the Chacham. But he's so disconnected. He so doesn't care about Judaism. He so doesn't pay attention that, really? We're eating matzah tonight? Usually we eat bread, tonight is matzah? Really? I didn't even notice. How did you not notice? He's so disconnected. He so doesn't care. That he's Enyo Deo Lishol, he doesn't even understand, doesn't know, he's not even paying enough attention that he didn't notice that it's a Shaila. Rabbis will tell you that, you know, you have people who don't know that much about Kashrus. The questions they tend to ask you on Shilas in the kitchen are very simple. Because they don't know enough to know when something's really a Shaila. You know, I dropped a quart of milk into the chicken soup is not such a hard Shaila, generally speaking. That they know, it's pretty basic. But someone doesn't know, I dropped the meatball on the counter, is the, you know, the kadei klipa of the meatball that touched the milk again. That's already, who knew it was a shaila even? It didn't fall into milk, it fell on the counter. The counter was, that's, you don't get those shailas from people who are not Talmid Chacham. They have to know something to know that that's a shaila. Kadei klipa, how is it? There's a lot there, right? It's hard. So the Enyo Deo Lishol says, Rashi, he's very smart, but he's so unconnected that he doesn't even notice enough to ask. And that's why, at petach lo, you speak to him first. And says the Rav, you give him mussar. You push him away. And you tell him you got to take Torah seriously. You don't give him as strong a mussar as you're giving to the Ben HaRasha. But it's the same answer. And without the hakeyet shinov, I'm telling you, man, the drasha would be, you're this close to being a Rasha. So what is it, the Ben HaRasha and the Ben Shana Deo Lishol? They're just not even paying attention. The Russia, as you said, he's making a point. He's picking at, ooh, this is bad. You know, who cares about this? That's the difference. But effectively, they're in the same place. So that's why the Russia and the Enyo Deo Lishol both get Musar. But the Russia is in a tougher form. And that's why they get the same answer, says Rav Soloveitchik. Again, I ask, so how is this going to fit? How is this going to fit into our concept of chinuch and teaching children and all of that? And how do we deal with it? It would seem Rav Soloveitchik has a pretty sharp opinion. Rav Soloveitchik's opinion would be that, you know, sometimes you got to give musar. And at the end of the day, it was showing you, you don't care. Why don't you care? You know, the kid comes home, he's got, he doesn't have a 20 on the report card. You know, he's just, I care, I got 70, I care, I don't care. What do you want from me? I didn't study, I did study. And you yell at him, like, why don't you care? Don't you understand your future is at risk? You're not going to get into college? And you shake him up. And that's what you do when it comes to the Eni Odeya, who could do much better, just disengaged. Why don't you care? You want to shake them away. The Ben Arusha, he's not only not trying in class, but he's calling out obscenities, he's saying the wrong thing, he's disturbing. Then you're really, that's the Hakei Hashinov. You have to be very strict, you have to be very tough. That seems to be the way Rav Soloveitchik is looking at it. We tend, in today's day and age, tend to be a little bit softer with kids, and a little bit less likely, a little bit less staunch in taking, you know, what's the source of this behavior? Why is he acting this way? What is the root cause behind it? It's very hard growing up these days. And I'm not trying to make light of that. I think that's really important. But fundamentally, even while we're trying to understand our kids, even while we're trying to learn from the laws of Pesach, from the Haggadah of Pesach, how to interact with kids and how to bring to the table a Ben Arusha, a Ben Achacham, a Ben Atanya, bring them all together, put them in the same room, and somehow make them all part of one, if you'll pardon the term, blended family. You have to recognize people are coming from difficult spots. You have to recognize what might be a challenge for the kid or how hard it is to grow up or whatever it may be. But fundamentally, there also has to be a line. And I'm not here tonight to discuss where exactly that line goes, but there has to be that sense of, I'm going to hold you accountable. Somebody said to me, one of the rabbeim said to me in yeshiva today, something, yeah, but that boy's a yasom, and you know, you don't touch it, you don't start with the yasom. I said, you know, I understand, you know, and I appreciate your sensitivity, but the reality is that if nobody ever touches him because he's a yasom, no one ever, so when's he ever going to wake up and learn? When's he going to come to Minyan on time? When's he going to step up and say, I'm very sorry that you have a difficult childhood and you're growing up without a parent, but we still expect you and believe that you will in fact grow and achieve and accomplish. And if I send you a message, I have no expectation for you, and I'm not holding you accountable, you don't need to follow any of the rules of the household, it's a bad message. So whether we say it directly, as we tend to do these days, or we say it indirectly, as we see in the Haggadah, you see, that's why you have to invite the Ben Harasha. He's welcome to be there, even if I'm going to talk about him in a way that he's going to understand, I want you and I love you, and you're part of our family. But I cannot countenance what you're saying, what you're doing. I have a problem with where you're coming from. And if you're an Einar Deil Shol because you're just disengaged, you need to become engaged. It's not okay to go through life sleepwalking. Wake up and smell the coffee. Smell the maror. It's important. Let me conclude with my own idea. I think a novel approach. My own idea means I haven't seen it anywhere else. I'm sure somebody much smarter than me thought of it and said it. I just didn't see it anywhere. But this is my idea. In speaking about the four sons, ani hayiti matzia kacha, the four sons are not in fact four sons, nor are they three sons as the Rambam seems to indicate, but I would like to suggest that the four sons are two. There are only two sons. What do I mean? Clearly there's more than two sons. The Baal Haggadah, you know, said there are four. Three of the four children in the Haggadah are described and defined by their cognitive ability. The Chacham represents a level of intellect. The Tam, the Eni Yodei L'Shol represent levels of intellectual ability. And you're speaking to them at a certain level. And that, of course, goes very well with the famous fundamental Chinuch point of Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko. You have to educate each child according to his particular ability, his way, his area of interest, whether it's speaking on a higher level to an intelligent kid, or a more basic level to a more challenged kid, or a less developed kid, or lower, younger age, using examples that he can relate to, music for one child, sports for another, and so on and so forth. But they're all intellectual. It's all one kid. Because the other is the Ben Harasha. That's not cognitive at all. That's in the affective domain, right? The Ben HaRasha, who, by the way, is not the opposite of the Ben HaChacham. even though in the Haggadah with the pictures, they drew a picture of a tzaddik to the little boy with Peyus and a Sefer, right? Because he's a Chacham. Hitler was also quite smart. L'chor, he wasn't a tzaddik. He was brilliant. He was a great leader. But good guy he wasn't, right? See, the Ben HaRasha is about behavior. Derech Eretz is Kadma LaTorah. We speak to the behavioral issue in a behavioral manner. And we talk about the affective domain. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, son number one is badly behaved. He's a boor. He has bad midos. He doesn't behave. We're going to teach him how to behave. Ben number two is a tzaddik. He does behave. Once we've gotten past the problem of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, and I can teach you because you're behaving properly, you belong in the room, you deserve the Rebbe to give you a shiur, you're behaving properly, so now, Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko. Are you in the A shiur? Are you in the B shiur? Are you in the C shiur? Are you Eidos and Chukim and Mishpatim? Or are you being excited by the storyline of what an exciting tale of mystery and miracle? Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko. So to me, the four sons are in fact two. There's the Ben HaTzadik and the Ben HaRasha. And within each of those categories, you can have a cognitive level that is Chacham Tam or Eino Dei Lishol. And in that way, we can relate, God willing, to all of our children and all of our family members and friends and relatives who join us for the Pesach Seder. Let me take this opportunity to wish you all, first of all, Shabbat Shalom Varach, a happy Chodesh Nisan coming up, Birchas HaChodesh this week. And a Chag Kasher v'Sameach. Thank you.